Hey, baby. How are you holding up? Oh, I know, baby. Quarantine is boring for everyone. I've already finished every book, TV series, every movie I can think of. And I must have listened to my entire iTunes library 3 or 4 times by now. It's just so monotonous being indoors all day, baby. And don't even get me started on how frustrating it is. It's just such a waste, baby. All these curves, all this allure, all of this pent-up energy, and nothing to do with it. Nothing to do except close my eyes and fantasize, tantalizing myself and touching myself and pleasuring myself while imagining all that hot, sexy, sweaty fun I'd be having with you right now if I had the choice. Oh, I know you can relate, baby. After all, you're just as horny as I am. You're just as insatiable as I am. You have just as much lustful, lascivious longing to fuck and be fucked. You must be finding this just as hard as everyone else, baby. But unlike the rest of us, you can't even touch yourself, baby. Aw, don't be like that, baby. It's not as if I knew we were going to be quarantined, or that it would just happen to be 2 weeks into your first time in chastity, just when things were getting unbearably frustrating for you already and you were begging me to release you. How could I have known that after 2 long, hard weeks of chastity, with your helpless, horny cock trapped in that tight, cramped cage, and with my merciless teasing keeping you desperate and craving, we would be forbidden from visiting each other, and there would be nothing either of us could do about your predicament? How could I have known, when I spent the last 2 weeks hanging out with you, wearing my sexiest outfits and trying every trick I could think of to tease you, that you would end up trapped in your cage indefinitely? When I'd bend over in front of you, letting my miniskirt slide up my long, smooth, sexy legs, and giving you just a flash of my lacy lingerie. How could I have known? When I'd cross my legs and pop my high heels, letting them dangle from my toes and mesmerizing you with their swirling and twirling until you were quivering with frustration. How could I have known? When I'd throw you down, strip your pants off and mercilessly grind against your caged, confined cock, taunting you and teasing you as I threw my head back and let the pleasure take me right in front of you. How could I have known? When you'd fall to your knees before me, kissing my feet and begging me to please, please, please have mercy on you. How could I have known? When I'd ignore your pleas and gigglingly order you to kiss your way up my smooth, toned legs and worship my pussy while you moaned for mercy. How could I have known? When I'd ride your face, grinding my pussy against your lapping lips and your twirling tongue while teasing you and taunting you about your predicament. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'm getting off just thinking about it. What this must be doing to you, not knowing when I'll be able to visit you, not knowing when I'll be able to touch you, not knowing when I'll be able to unlock you. It must be torture, baby. And having to listen to your goddess pleasuring herself while she torments you over the phone. Isn't that just diabolical, baby? Knowing that while you're wriggling and writhing, horny and helpless, teased and tormented, your glorious goddess can get herself off anytime she wants. Aw, I'm sorry, baby. Am I making things harder for you? Knowing that while we're all cooped up, lonely, bored, and frustrated, your girlfriend is literally tracing the key to your cage lightly around her glistening, tingling pussy, and getting so excited just thinking about the mindless frustration you must be experiencing. Knowing that while your cock is pulsing and throbbing, desperately trying to get hard against the cold, cruel confinement of the cage, your girlfriend's pussy is tingling with pleasure as she freely fingers herself, stroking and caressing her clit while thinking about how helplessly horny you are. Aww. It must be torture for you, baby. But if it makes you feel any better, I'm having so much fun knowing I can tease you like this, and you can't do anything about it. Aw, I'm so, so sorry, baby. But there's nothing you can do about it. You're stuck indoors with nothing to distract you from your merciless mistress's maddening ministrations. And besides, what makes you think I'd release you anyway, baby? What makes you think that if I were with you right now, and you were begging and pleading for mercy, that I'd choose to take pity on you? Oh no, baby. If we weren't quarantined, I'd be making you work for your release. I'd have you on your knees, kissing my feet and begging me to unlock you, while I pleasured myself to the sight of your suffering. I'd be running my sharp, sexy toenails along your balls and the squished skin of your cock protruding from the bars of the cage, tickling you and teasing you while I taunted you about your frustration. I'd have you groveling before me, worshipping me, servicing me, kissing and licking my pussy and giving me all of the pleasure I'm so sadistically denying you. I'd have your face trapped between my smooth, sexy thighs, flexing them and squeezing them against your cheeks just to emphasize my complete control over you. I'd be gushing and coming all over your face, drowning you in my arousal as I giggled and gloated about how much longer I was going to tease you before I'd consider unlocking you. And if I did unlock you, it would be on my terms, baby. Oh, yeah. I'd strap you down to the bed, naked, frustrated, and oh, so deliciously vulnerable for me, baby. And I would just have so much fun torturing you. I'd put on a strip tease for you. I'd pleasure myself in front of you. I'd tickle you until you cried for mercy. I'd make your cock swell and strain in its tiny, tight trap until you were howling for me to unlock you. And if I did, I'd stroke, caress, flick, lick, and suck your denied, desperate dick again and again for hours and hours until you couldn't even remember your own name. I'd tickle and torment your cock, bringing you to the edge again and again and again until you were suffering frustration beyond anything you can imagine in your wildest nightmares. And every time you'd babblingly beg me for release, I would tease you mercilessly, giggling and taunting and flaunting my power over my pet puppet. And then, once I teased you beyond the brink of sanity, I'd sadistically squish your cock between my sharp, merciless manicure until it had shrunk down to size. And then I'd slowly, tauntingly slide your cage back over your cock, giggling and gloating as you begged and pleaded for mercy. Maybe I would keep grinding against your cage, getting myself off as your constricted cock craved my caresses. Maybe I would sit back and ignore you as you pleaded, cried, and squirmed before me. Maybe I would touch myself and pleasure myself, moaning and thrusting and making you watch as I had an earth-shattering orgasm while towering over your bound body. Maybe I would untie you and watch you fall to the floor at my feet, surrendering to me and worshipping me as you begged for mercy. Decisions. I'd have to think long and hard about whether to grant you mercy while you were on your knees, pampering me and pleading for me to please, please, please pleasure you. It's just so much fun to contemplate the control I have over your caged, constricted cock while I sit back and enjoy your groveling at my feet, making me feel like a goddess on her throne. Oh, well, on that note, I really should go, baby. I feel I've distracted you from your painful predicament long enough. And I've given myself the most unbearable ache between my thighs. An ache which I just have to take care of right away. Because I can. And more importantly, because you can't. Sweet dreams, baby. I bet you can't wait for me to come and visit you now.